My guest at this time is Wayne Simmons, who spent 27 years as part of an outside paramilitary special operations group for the CIA, so he knows the agency and the intelligence community well. He is also the co-author of The Natanz Directive, a brand new thriller that you can pick up at your local bookstore or through Amazon.com and a whole host of other places. He joins me today, as you might imagine, to talk about the impact on the CIA and the intelligence community as a result of the abrupt resignation of David Petraeus and what this might mean for the ongoing investigation into what truly happened at the Benghazi, Libya consulate back on September the 11th. And Wayne, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Hey, it's always my pleasure, believe me.
Well, obviously, any sort of abrupt change at the top is going to have some impact, I would imagine, on the agency. In this particular case, what do you think that impact will be?
I think the word you used correctly is abrupt. As you know, we do not normally have abrupt interruptions in the direction of most of our federal agencies. So when something like this happens of such a monumental task that we face now, number one, replacing, number two, the morale that's going to suffer, and number three, to find out, you know, essentially what really did happen, because, you know, unless somebody can tell me otherwise, and has a crystal ball and some you know, rock-solid information, I don't think any of us really, really understand yet what took place, how it took place, other than the obvious, of course, is that, you know, evidently he fooled around with a pretty hot babe.
What about day-to-day? We know that there's an acting director, and there's obviously, I would imagine, a search on for a permanent replacement. But in terms of the actual day-to-day work, is there much of an impact, or is it more about just the morale and the mood at Langley?
Great question. The DCI, though, obviously has tremendous power and access to power. The day-to-day operations are usually run by one of the deputies, and of course those working for the deputy, like the DDO, and whether you're on the ops side or the intel side or the you know, wherever else there may be a program taking place. So I think you're right. I think that in fact I'm confident that sure is that mostly it's a morale thing. I mean, it's an embarrassment. And then out of the clear blue, now they're trying to link, and I say clear blue tongue-in-cheek, only that something very, very bad happened in Benghazi, and it coincides at the same time that we believe these communiques and cables were going back and forth between Petraeus, the gal, and now we've got other FBI guys involved. So, I mean, talk about a hodgepodge, you know, a potpourri of misguided, misunderstood circumstances. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see, number one, if it does ever really play out, and number two, if we find out what really happened.
We're talking with Wayne Simmons, a longtime CIA operative. His new book is The Natanz Directive, and Wayne, we'll get to Benghazi in just a moment, but in terms of Petraeus's relatively brief tenure at Langley, he obviously spent the vast majority of his career in the military. What kind of reviews had he gotten to the point of his resignation, and even since then, from those you know inside the community in his time leading the CIA?
Great question. What I would tell you is this. There are no tears being shed today for his resignation. That's really about as far as I would go. That doesn't mean that people did not like him. That doesn't mean that people did not respect him. But I will tell you unequivocally, not only was Panetta not qualified for the position, but General Petraeus, in my opinion, was out of position. Great military man, perhaps, great military leader, clearly did some wonderful things for the nation, which will now suffer. But make no mistake about it, there are those over there who, very few, who will shed any tears for what has taken place, other than, of course, tears of anger because of the embarrassment.
Was the general lack of being impressed at his performance as a result of competence, his handling of personnel? What did they tell you?
He's not an intelligence professional. He is a military professional. And the biggest mistake that can be made today, made now, made in the next few weeks or whenever it is, whoever is going to be appointed, and believe me, I would suspect that we are going to be very surprised, because as much as we normally believe it's going to be an obvious appointment, I suggest that it probably will not be, and it will be someone that comes out of left field that we have no clue about. But what I believe is very, very important is that the appointee is an intelligence professional. Now, that being said, the men and women, most, not all, always will be detractors, certainly admired and respected General Hayden. But General Hayden had a very, very solid intelligence background.
We're talking with Wayne Simmons. His book is The Natanz Directive, a longtime special ops within the CIA. And we're talking about the fall of David Petraeus and the impact now for the next couple of minutes, Wayne, on what it means for the Benghazi investigation. I suppose there could even be an impact for how things were responded to in real time. But the one thing we know right now is that we won't hear as soon as we thought we would have from David Petraeus, and that means Congress will have to wait for answers. Hillary Clinton also not going to be part of these hearings, at least imminently. So what does this tell you about whether we'll get answers and how long we might have to wait for them?
Again, great questions. The problems now are going to be that Petraeus has put himself in a position, a potential legal position. So you know that he secured counsel, and counsel will advise him to keep his mouth shut until such time as the counsel decides that it's time for him to go behind closed doors and talk about issues. Benghazi, as I said last week and the week before and the week, you know, for several weeks, is Benghazi was already a mystery on its own. I mean, we were trying to figure out who did what, when. How did it happen? How was it allowed to happen? I, for one, am not a big favorite of conjecture. I think now this has just really dampened it. I find it very odd that Hillary Clinton disappears as well. This is not an impressive time for the United States. It's certainly for the intelligence community, State Department, and certainly CIA, not to mention, of course, now the military. So it's a very embarrassing time. I must say this, though. This is indicative, in my opinion, this is indicative of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. So, no, Obama did not do this. And we all understand that. But this is absolutely indicative of what has been going on for 4 years around the world, in the military, in the intelligence community, in the State Department, and we are in shambles. And that is because of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. No other way to say it.
A couple quick questions for Wayne Simmons before we let him go. And number one, Wayne, David Petraeus seemed to be kind of by himself in the intelligence community anyway, and backing up the initial administration story about the YouTube video being the reason for the violence that occurred in Benghazi on 9/11. What did you make of him being more in line with the political arm of the administration than the rest of the intelligence community?
He sold out. It's unfortunate to say. I know I have met multiple times with General Petraeus at the Pentagon. One of my biggest disappointments, and certainly of my colleagues, our disappointment is because we absolutely are convinced that he sold out. And when I say sold out, he sold out to the administration, got himself tangled into this web. And again, until we can untangle the course of events that took place over the last 6 months or 8 months or even a year and understand, you know, who had what on whom, were there shenanigans being played and power moves being played because of certain information, I promise you there are going to be many more very powerful people embarrassed about about what's getting ready to come out. There is just no question. This doesn't just happen with one guy. This filters down, and when we saw him sell out to the White House with this nonsensical myth about tape, that was just unfortunate. He has done some truly great things in his military career.
Last minute or so here, Wayne, one of the things that was clarified, and I use that word advisedly, by a Petraeus advisor, they were very clear yesterday to point out that this affair did not begin while he was still in uniform. It was after he was confirmed. Do we just take that as face value? And what's the significance if that timetable is incorrect?
Well, there is none. There is, in my humble opinion, there is no significance. He is the director of Central Intelligence, arguably still one of the most powerful intelligence positions in the world. This is not the guy in the street who, you know, strays. And look, we all make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. But you cannot be this guy. Put yourself in a position to make this kind of monumental error and mistake and not have the same monumental repercussions come back that not only harm him, harm his family, which is bad enough, but will absolutely put the national security interests of the United States at risk. There is no way that the Soviets didn't know about this. There is no way that our allies, the Israelis, did not know about this. This is something that I promise you, this is something that you will see as it unfolds, that our enemies knew or heard rumblings that this kind of stuff was going on. And of course, that just puts the DCI in a position to be blackmailed and to be used.
Wayne, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Always my pleasure. You take care.
You too, sir. Wayne Simmons, for 27 years, part of an outside paramilitary special operations group for the CIA. He's got great insights on the agency. He's also the co-author of the brand new thriller, The Natanz Directive, along with Mark Graham. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.